So, Laurie says, "Mom, I think I'm a square peg in a round hole." And sometimes I feel that way, Anne Marie.
There are very few people who are considerate of others, actually.
That's right. But you have to teach that. I don't think it's an inborn trait.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I think it's important, and perhaps it ought to be brought more into schools. And yet, there you are, teachers need to teach the technicalities. They shouldn't be burdened with things of that
sort.
Well,
it's something only a parent can instill.
That's right, because that's 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't expect teachers to do it, but the children today don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you look like your mother, let's say, how would you say that? You what, your mother? You could say you look like your mother, but there's another word you could use, probably.
Look like my mother. Resemble?
Uh-huh.
I probably resemble her in my appearance, and a lot in how I think. And that, I think mother had a little shorter temper than I do. She would tell us only idiots have to be spoken to twice.
Ooh.
We were never told twice to do anything.
Wow.
And yet there was so much love. Mm-hmm. We were great huggers and expressions of affection.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I marry a man who's an identical twin. And he had so much of that as a little feller. He said, "You don't know what it's like to say, 'Which one are you? Get in my lap. Let me hug you.'" And he doesn't want to be touched.
Uh-huh.
He's had too much of that.
Oh, uh-huh.
And here I came from a family that, if my father came in here to visit me four times a day, every time he walked in the door was a big hug, mm-hmm, and a laugh.
Uh-huh.
You know. Oh, he was just the greatest.
If two people want to get married and, they love each other so much they want to spend the rest of their lives together, okay, they get married. The man is the woman's...
Support system, I guess. No. I don't know.
Well, after they get married. Their relationship to one another.
Well, partner.
Mm-hmm.
And comrade.
Mm-hmm.
And, what would I call he? Just my staunchest friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But legally,
he's my husband.
Uh-huh. And you are his?
Wife.
Uh-huh. And, if a woman's going to have a baby, she usually goes
to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't go to the hospital and she doesn't use a doctor to help her deliver the baby, there's a woman that she might use.
A midwife.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of a term, a granny woman?
I think I've read of that.
Mm-hmm.
Granny
probably,
woman.
Probably.
We had a friend who did that over in Phoenix. Huh. And I think that's where I heard that term, granny woman. But I think midwife is the more common terminology for it.
Okay. People, when they want to spend the rest of their lives together, they usually get
married.
Mm-hmm. And are there other words for married?
No, not that I know of. Do you know one?
Well, I maybe hitched, but yeah. We'd say
well,
that.
Well, don't you think that in slang?
How about where do they get married?
Hopefully in a church.
Uh huh. And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And we pray to
God.
And you know the first four books of the New Testament?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
But don't get into the Bible. I'm not too good on Bible.
Well, we're trying to get you to say names.
Okay.
Certain names. You go to school to get what?
An education.
Mm-hmm. And another word for university is?
College.
Mm-hmm. And you check books out from the
library.
Uh-huh.